Welcome! This video covers how to use the Brownfields Job Training Participant Tracking Workbook to manage information for quarterly progress reporting. Let's get started. The workbook is designed to help you prepare data for your quarterly progress reports as required by the terms and conditions of your grant. More specifically, it will help you compile accurate performance metrics. The workbook aligns to EPA's Assessment, Cleanup, and Redevelopment Exchange System, or ACRES, which is an online database for grant recipients to electronically submit data directly to EPA. The workbook has several spreadsheets or tabs that are organized to simplify data entry and to generate the performance metrics automatically. The Cohorts tab lists the independent training cohorts conducted under your grant. The Participants tab tracks details about your program participants. The Training Courses tab is where you specify the courses you offer. The Training Log tab is used to record participant training course completions. All of this information is used to populate the Metrics tab. Let's take a closer look at each one. First, enter the name, start date, and end date for a cohort. The values entered into the cohort name column will be used as a pick list on the Participants tab. The cohort end date is used to calculate one of the performance reporting metrics. Enter the names of your participants on the Participants tab. Participant names must be unique because they are used as a pick list in other tabs. The contact information column may contain emails, phone numbers, mailing addresses, or whatever you need. Pick the appropriate values for the veteran status in cohort columns and enter the date enrolled. These columns are used in the performance reporting metrics. We will return to this tab to review the other columns, which are used to track details about program completion and outcomes. Let's now look at how to specify the courses that you will offer to these participants. Here is the Training Courses tab. The 40-hour HazWhopper course is listed by default because it is always required. Use the pick list to select other courses. A course should be listed only once, even if it is offered multiple times. Multiple offerings for a single course are identified on the Training Log tab. Please note that if necessary, you may enter a course that does not appear in the pick list. Simply type the name of the course. You will be alerted that the course does not appear in the example courses list. Let's look at the Training Log tab now. The Training Log tab is used to record the status of course completions. Use the pick list to select the participants, courses, and status. The pick list for the participants and courses are based on the data entered on the other tabs. Only those records with the status set to complete will be counted in the performance metrics. It is important to provide an accurate completion date for all completed courses. The Metrics tab is structured to mimic the data inputs in ACRES. Note that the reporting periods are specified at the top of the tab, followed by a place to specify the current reporting period. Once the reporting period is defined, the metrics are tabulated automatically. We'll come back to this tab shortly. Let's first revisit the Participants tab to enter some information about participant outcomes. As mentioned previously, the Participants tab also includes columns to record participant outcomes. Enter the participant's cohort at completion and completion date. You may also record any certifications earned through the program. Specify whether the participant obtained an apprenticeship or partnership. Also, specify whether the participant is pursuing further education. If yes, enter the initiation date, which are used for the performance metrics. Additional columns are set up to track participants who have obtained employment as a result of participating in the job training program. Use these columns to record the details about the job. Enter the employer's name, the job title, the hourly wage, and the date that the employment begins. The outcome columns are used to calculate several performance measures on the Metrics tab, including the number of participants completing a training cohort in the reporting period, the number of participants initiating apprenticeships in the reporting period, the number of unemployed participants initiating further education in the reporting period, and the number of participants obtaining employment, as well as the average hourly wage. It is very important that the dates entered on the Participants tab are accurate. For demonstration purposes, let's assume that the four participants completed the cohort, with one initiating an apprenticeship, one initiating further education, and two finding employment. Let's look again at the Metrics tab, now that we have some information loaded into the other worksheets. The first step is to identify your reporting period, then enter the year. You will notice that the reporting period dates are assigned automatically. The performance metrics are calculated for you based on the selected reporting period. The reporting period column contains the information you will enter into your quarterly ACRES report. As a reminder, the training course metrics are the counts of participants who completed each course. Note that if your course does not have a yes in the ACRES course column, you will need to use the Add Your Own option when entering the information into ACRES. The Optional Notes tab provides a communication log format similar to the training log for documenting notes about individual participants. Simply select the participant and then enter the date and note. The Optional Notes tab is provided in the workbook as a convenience for recording information about communications with cohort participants or other types of information as you see fit. The information is not used for the performance metrics. There are also three reference tabs in the workbook. The first provides information about eligible courses and is used to define the training courses pick list. The second provides details about the calculations on the metrics tab. And the last tab provides details about the columns on all of the workbook tabs. This concludes the overview. Thank you for watching. Visit our website for complete details about the Brownfields Job Training Grants Program. You can use the inquiry form on our website to contact the Brownfields Job Training Program with any questions or issues you have about using the Participant Tracking Workbook to help generate your quarterly reporting performance metrics.